Zwan? Yuck.
What? It's just Smashing Pumpkins.
I know, but it's their worst Smashing Pumpkins album.
They're all the same.
Hijinks Zoo Podcast, post-show episode 49. We don't have a lot of time because I guess we're going to a thing tonight. So, quickly, let's go over some of the questions that we skipped and see if there's any that we want to answer. And then we'll maybe look at some of those lists and then get out of here. A stereotype said, across your table you have people who grew up in homes without cell phones, computers, personal music players, etc. And possibly even TV. Looking at kids today and seeing how immersed they are in technology, what thoughts do you have about civilization's evolution and inevitable generational divides? God, that's like a thesis question.
It is.
Hey man, we're not going to be doing your homework.
That's true. This is actually for his college course on...
You go answer your own damn questions. Your own time.
You almost had us.
You get your own podcast, man.
You almost had us.
Yeah, that's next. A really deep question.
Okay, I think we've reached a point where it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be like where we're like, we don't understand the internet. I think that...
It's not the same now.
No, let me explain. That whereas like our parents were like, we don't understand Inotron. I think that technology is going to be as basic as food, water, and shelter going forward. There will still be some things that we don't use as much as like the kids use or whatever, but I think technology this decade crossed the point of being something special to being something so very normal that old people can use microwaves, and when we're old people, we'll be able to use holographic iPhones. Like, that's just... an appliance now.
I would say that happened probably about 5 years ago. To the point where it's absolute. And if you don't have
us, for us as old people, I'm saying right. Old people now still can live without technology. It's hard, but they...
Yeah, to a certain degree, but now it's like, hey, you got to file that insurance claim, got to do it online.
Emily has a grandma even have access to the internet. Doesn't even have a way to get on the internet.
My parents barely have internet access because it's dial-up. So, I mean, I consider
that. My mom got cable for the first time ever about a month ago.
They always have problems.
And she got a virus the next day.
Yeah, that's exactly what my parents went through. And then they got rid of it. They're like, it's too dangerous. Give me back the phone thing.
I don't like it.
And so, yeah, they really don't need it. Don't really use it all that much.
But I really do think the internet is an appliance just like a microwave or a TV. You know, old people can use cable boxes now, just barely, but they can. And I think that it's no longer special. It's no longer hard, and I think it'll only get more... There's an interesting theory going on right now that we're going to not realize what the internet is soon enough, where it's not like, oh, my phone can get online. It's that everything is online all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Your watch, your phone, your TV... Your TV is getting all of its program data off the internet. Your house is checking the internet to make sure that it's the right temperature and other shit. You know, like, it's just... And then that's when Skynet will happen. And
right.
We're boned.
To answer your question, Terminator is going to come and kill us.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
Just buy canned foods and spam and probably some preservatives.
Build an underground bunker.
Yeah, I don't know if you have to build it. Just dig a hole.
Jams.
Do it.
McJam. Let's see. We actually already answered this one a long time ago. This person named Core said, Eli, I too have seen Stand and Deliver and always just assumed that it was a well-known and that Edward James Olmos was a household name. I'm wondering if anyone else has seen that wonderful The Wonderful Ice Cream Suit starring Joe Mantegna and Edward James Olmos.
What?
It's based on a Ray Bradbury story and sort of like Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants if it starred dudes and was in East L.A., what the hell?
What?
I
don't know. I've seen most of his movies.
All right. You haven't seen that then.
I haven't seen that though. But I saw everything else. Because
Joe Mantegna.
He was part of, like, they'd hand you like a pamphlet.
List of movies.
A list of movies. You know, it's like, hey, these are people you should be proud of. Why? Just watch it.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter.
Keep walking.
There was a question a while back that I remembered I finally came up with an answer to that someone had said, were there jokes that you didn't get in movies when you were a kid because they were like either sexual or whatever? And I remember saying Wayne's World, but I thought of another one that I meant to mention on the podcast. Did you all see Parenthood with Steve Martin?
Yeah.
There's one part where the daughter and the single mom are having this like knockdown drag out fight, and the daughter got pregnant, and she says something like, you know, how did you get pregnant? And she's like, well, at least I have sex. You haven't had sex with anything that doesn't run on batteries in 10 years. And I remember being a kid, like I was like 9. I'm like, what could you, like robots?
Yes, robots.
Like, I don't, like robots? What is she talking about? Video games? Doesn't make any sense.
Probably means video games.
I bet it means video games. It probably does. Let's look at this list. What do you want? Top 10 craziest sex laws in America or the 10 coolest movie put downs?
Link doesn't
movie
work.
Movie put downs.
The link doesn't work for sex laws?
The sex laws doesn't.
Yeah, we've had enough balls on this last episode.
Works for me.
Let's move on to something else.
Maybe it does.
Okay. All right, let's go to movie put downs. Number one. Okay, I've not actually seen Schwarzenegger in The Running Man.
What?
Come on, man.
Say
that is crazy.
What?
Say what?
Oh, wait a minute. He's going to be all 10 of these.
No, he's in some of them, but he's not in all.
Chill out, and I'll be back. And yeah.
You need to cool down.
He's dead tired, and
get the estimates.
Yeah,
that's not a put down. It doesn't say what it is in this one. Is this wrong? Like, I don't think it actually tells you what the put down is.
Does it actually start?
No, I'm sorry. Killian explodes upon impact with his own cola ad, and he says, "Well, that hit the spot."
Oh yeah,
so the very shitty. God, there should have just been 10 Schwarzenegger ones.
Yeah.
Number 9 is Colonel Jack O'Neill from Stargate.
What?
When he sends the nuke onto Ra's ship, he says, "Give my regards to King Tut, asshole."
That's great. That's pretty great. I like
that. Mixing in a little bit of history in there.
Each one of these, Stargate. It shows how ignorant they are. I know. You know, like it's like, here's my ignorance about your situation.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. They're both Egyptian or
something.
That
would have been funny.
To King Tut, you son of a bitch.
That would have been funny if at the last thing he's like, can I get my regards to King Tut, asshole? And he's like, wait, what? And he's like,
wait, King Tut, it was on Earth. You weren't here. What? Like an Egyptian.
Yeah, and they're trying to like launch this thing or like whatever. And he's like, wait, what?
Okay, here's what we have to do. We have to come up with a more obscure one for each one then, because this one would have been like, say hello to the Bengals, motherfucker. And they're like,
wait, I'm sorry, what?
Who are the Bengals?
Who's
there was this band? They did this walk like a. Suck it. My thing kind of fell flat. I didn't do too good. The next one is Dr. Officer Jack Traven in Speed, Keanu, when he is fighting Dennis Hopper on the top of a subway. Dennis Hopper insists he is smarter than Keanu, and he says, well, I'm taller, and puts his head up to make it hit a sign, and it decapitates him. And I don't understand. I guess he's taller after the guy's head comes off.
No, he's saying, yeah, right. He says it after.
Now that you've been decapitated, I'm taller than you.
I'm taller, right.
So you can't even laugh when you're reading that. That's just dumb.
Yeah.
Just
keep going.
That's just ridiculous.
And so it's like if we were reading the script for the movie. This is what it must have been exactly what it is.
Okay, so I said, and then I'm taller. Am I taller than Dennis Hopper? And like, no, you've missed. Am I taller? Do I have to get shorter? Do I have to play real short?
Whoa, Dennis Hopper's in this movie?
Whoa, I'm in a movie? Oh, God. Dolph. Drago. Drago says...
Oh, yes!
If he dies, he dies.
He died.
If he dies, he dies.
He died.
Yeah. Dude, everything he says... Yeah, he's like, if he dies, he dies. And then the doctor says, he's like, I think he's dead. Then he dies.
Yeah, this is about Apollo Creed. Also, in this picture, is he covered in petroleum jelly?
Probably.
I think there was, yeah.
Vaseline.
Through the whole movie, there was just a cloud of it everywhere.
It's just like...
A cloud of...
I can only imagine him trying to sit down between takes.
I'm sorry. I'm covered in petroleum jelly.
So hard to sit down. If he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies. Take 47. If he dies, he...
Dude, that one should have been number one. If he dies,
I think he actually shorted out my headphones again.
In Falling Down, Michael Douglas... I don't remember this one. A random golfer suffers a heart attack, and he says, "Bad news, you're gonna die wearing that stupid hat." How does that feel? That's so lame.
I don't even know about this movie.
That is so lame.
That, yeah, that is pretty bad.
Is Falling Down the one where he was...
He loses his shit.
Oh, he just goes nuts. Yeah. Like, he looks like Drew Carey.
He goes off... He loses his shit in the convenience store.
He, like, gets fired, and he has, like, a bad time at McDonald's, and he just goes ballistic.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't take all the road rage! And he just kills everybody.
I would imagine that would have been something more like, guess you'll have to ask for a mulligan on the night.
Right. Sorry, you're not going to get that birdie. That's ridiculous. Marcus Brody, Last Crusade, says... let's see. When he's offered some water in the desert by the slimy double-crossing Nazi Walter Donovan, he states, deadly deadpan, I'd rather spit in your face. That's not very good.
I remember that, but he tries to grab the canteen anyway.
I'm still pretty thirsty though.
Just give it.
I honestly, okay, can I please have some water? Please.
I would have liked to have watched
thirsty.
The bumbling adventures of him. Like, if they had made a 15-minute little, like, adventure movie
of his
fuck-ups, yeah. That would have been somewhat entertaining.
Steven Seagal in Above the Law is number 7. He could have had his own list. He could have had his own list, honestly. What's the one they ran on the soup all the time? Is that herpes or something like that? Remember that? There was a guy whose face was all fried. And it was in one of his more recent super fat movies. And he's like,
I would know.
What have you got, herpes? And like, that's his big line.
I don't remember that.
It was on the soup for like half a season. Let's see. Amusingly occurs after Steven Seagal's ludicrous decision to blow a gang member's brains out in cold blood because he points out Seagal can't beat the entire group. And he says, you're right, but I get an A for effort.
What does that mean? What, was he holding a report card when he shot him?
But I get a C in social studies.
I get an A. I get an A in ass kicking.
That would have made more sense.
Is there a class for that?
No, but... He's like, I get an A for effort. He's like, right, but you did shitty in spelling. Bang! Fuck you. Roundhouse to the face. The next one is Blade in Blade. Wesley Snipes... still clicks as he vanquishes a vampire demigod to its own mortality. Oozing cool, he quips, some motherfucker's always trying to ice skate uphill.
That's right, that makes no sense. As much as I like that movie, that's actually true.
I would just want to wait for the Olympic official to be like, it's actually not a bad idea.
Oh shit,
that would be really tough.
The vampire judges give him, it's an upset, they give him a 6. The vampire judges.
Transylvania does not give a good score on
they
that.
They hate ice skating uphill. Will Wheaton as Gordy LaChance in Stand By Me. Told to put down his gun by Kiefer Sutherland, Will Wheaton's toothpick-thin hero looks at the older boys in the eyes and says, suck my fat one, you cheap dime store hood. Suck my fat one. I don't think Will Wheaton making that movie knew what a fat one was.
I don't think anybody knew what a fat one was. We were all watching that going like...
Fat what?
Like his ear?
Yeah, like his kind toe.
Fat. I think he's not toe. Really fat.
I mean his foot,
he's
right?
Maybe that gun. That gun's
he's talking
skinny,
about
though.
That leech that was on his balls.
Oh, that
God,
was fat.
God, that
fat.
Freaked that, me out.
Man, I wouldn't want to suck that.
It's in my underwear. Like, I'll freak out and faint. the last one.
That's so gross.
The last one comes... Chief Brody from Jaws. After weeks of anguish and shark hunting, Roy Scheider must release himself and the audience from the fear. He's got one shot at the explosive air tank, which had been thrown into the shark's mouth. He can't miss. Smile, you son of a bitch!
Oh, I was so happy when that giant-ass fish died.
Those basic lines are so great. It's like, you know, yabba-dabba-doo, motherfucker! I mean, Mr. Falcon.
Yeah, that wasn't on here.
Mr. Falcon.
Oh my god. Okay. I'm gonna go to the crazy sex laws real quick and then we're done. Number 1.
It's all the same thing though.
In Bakersfield, California, if you're going to have sex with Satan, you have to use a condom.
Well, that's just common sense.
Because you don't want what he's got. He's been around.
Right, I know.
Having
he's
sex
hot with, and it would burn.
Having sex with a porcupine is illegal in Florida. But now they're trying to extend it to all animals. That's racist. Nothing.
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 Okay.
Nothing.
Porcupine.
Nothing. In Minnesota, it's illegal for you to have sex with a live fish.
Of course.
But I guess a dead one's okay?
Yes. You're not hurting the fish then?
No, you're just going to eat it later anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's cold.
As long as you
it's
eat
cold
it.
Cold up there.
As long as you eat it. You're not wasting it. In Tennessee, in Dyersburg, Tennessee, it's illegal for a lady to call a gentleman for a date. I think she gets stoned to death.
What?
A man has to initiate the contact. These are all laws that are still on the books, even though they're outdated. They just were never repealed.
That's nice.
In Maryville...
These aren't laws. These are like orders or things.
I think they're saying they're still in like the city charters and stuff. Like these are the original laws from when the cities were founded and whatnot. In Maryville, Montana, no woman can waste her natural waste. Wearing a corset is illegal because, quote, the privilege of admiring the curvaceous, unencumbered body of a young woman should not be denied to the normal red-blooded American male.
What assholes?
That's
what?
Pretty great. Can't purchase sex toys in Alabama, which you couldn't do in Texas.
Yeah, that's right.
Until recently. In Washington, it is totally legal to F an animal like an animal as long as it weighs less than 40 pounds. Like chickens and small pigs.
Dogs.
Less than 40 pounds. Okay. Cats.
Yeah. Oh, dogs. Yeah.
Fish.
Yeah.
Goldfish.
That's good stuff.
A parrot.
Two parrots.
Where would you...
Honestly, four parrots.
I guess you could gangbang a whole...
16 parrots probably weigh 40 pounds.
Stop
a whole
it.
Troop of parrots. Is a it a troop?
It's a flock.
A pod.
It's a flock.
Pod
it's
of parrots.
It's a, yeah.
A murder of parrots. A fuck fest of parrots.
A flock. Fuck.
I believe it's called a fuck flock. Almost done here. Let's see. In Washington, D.C., engaging in any sexual position other than missionary is illegal.
Wow, that's like really old school law. Yeah.
Like
that's
from
like the Puritans
from
or
like
something.
The 1990s.
I want to see like a what's that show SVU or S
Law
whatever?
And Order?
Like Law and Order, like they bust in on somebody. What they like fucking SWAT team busts in and like they're doing
that's
it other than missionary.
And doggy they like, style.
They like fucking like arm butt with a gun.
Arm
like
butt.
The dude. Just
I like the kind of arm butt. In Massachusetts, you cannot recklessly consummate your love with a rodeo clown while the horses are still around.
I like that they had to make that law at all.
Yeah, because if you're fucking a rodeo
enjoy.
Clown and there's a
enjoy
horse,
that.
Like the horse is going to come beat your ass. And my clown.
Why are people so crazy?
The biggest internet crazy. Porn consuming state, Utah.
Really?
That's says interesting. Sex with an animal is cool unless you're doing it for cash. So no donkey shows.
It's cool? Like,
it's fine.
It's red on.
All the kids are doing it. It's good, wholesome fun. So you reminded me of something when you said arm, butt, whatever you were talking about. I was watching between shows on HDNet. They were talking about the MMA fighting, mixed martial arts fighting.
Yeah, sure.
And this guy was like, now listen. When you've got somebody in this position, it's like, you know, like knee on the throat position, your first instinct might be to punch them in the face with your fist, but you cannot do a lot of damage like that. What you don't realize is that your elbow is sharper and harder than your fist, so you want to start coming down. Elbow blow, and it shows him this guy's like in a submission position, and he's just like, you know, practicing it. But then they cut to the, like the real footage. And there's these dudes that are like, you know, stepping on each other's throats and then elbowing each other in the forehead. Just like over and over and over. And he's like, that's going to cut their face all up. That's a real good technique. It's going to cut the shit out of the face.
Yeah,
it's going to fucking kill them. They'll be dead when it's over.
Those dudes. Crazy.
Okay. So we're going to go to a thing. We're going to go to a party, I guess. We're done. Post show. Podcast.
Peace out.
49. Hey, 50 is the next one.
Ooh, we should have cake.
Well, that's up to you.
Oh.
As long as it doesn't have Doritos and peanut butter, I'm fine.
He forgot to bring it again.
Dude.
The cake carrier.
Who are
well,
you
I guess
about?
I can.
Who are you talking about?
Josh.
It's exactly.
I guess I can just go
it
to
wasn't about
the
him.
House.
It wasn't about him.
Shut
there's
your
no,
mouth.
There's no chance he's going to do it.
I'll just take it from his house.
Are we done?